Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AB at 6:30. And 15 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg, Kara and Galante, there on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a All-Star Tuesday 3.5 hour schmooze, right up until Chris Moore at 10 on your fan. New York City.
Take me out to the boarding. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me rest.
A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. But in the field, what? Part of a team. Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team.
One constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray.
The boys are all here for you. We'll back you up. We'll be there. Because, Billy, we don't stink right now. We're the best team in baseball right now, right this minute, because of you. You're the reason. We're not going to screw that up. We're going to be awesome for you right now. Just throw.
For it's 1-2, reflect your out at the old ball again.
And why that? Why not? Because tonight is the best of all the All-Star games that are played. The NBA, 150 to 148. Where's the defense? The NFL, the Pro Bowl, please. No tackling. The NHL, it is one odd man rush after another. And then we have this tonight, don't we? And it's so uncool. It is so non-hip to be talking about the All-Star game because it's an exhibition. It doesn't count. Nobody's going to look in. Wrong. Major League Baseball has the best All-Star game of them all. Because let's put it this way, you better pay attention in the batter's box with heat about to be delivered. There is something about the All-Star game that makes me think back a few years when the boy's father had a mom-and-pop grocery store in the red light district of town. To the north of the store, a few blocks away, the gym where boxer Eddie Machen would train. To the south of the store, a few blocks away, the Mitchell Brothers Theater, where a porn star was being born. She was the face on national TV of Ivory Soap, and she decided she was going to change her Snow White image into something more X-rated. And behind the green door made Marilyn Chambers famous. And a customer she was at the mom-and-pop grocery store in the red light district of town. The boy's father had the work ethic. From the old country he was, and his son, after school and on Saturdays, helped his father with a broom and a bag. The broom to sweep away those fading lettuce leaves on the floor, and the bag on all those deliveries. The father teaching and preaching, you never put the eggs on the bottom of the bag with the cans and the bottles on top, otherwise one very messy delivery. As the son knew all too well. One day, the Ham's beer truck pulled up to the store, as it always did, with something to give to the father, knowing some special people were going to be in town. Ham's beer sponsored the local baseball team. And for years growing up, the son so wondered why the New York baseball Giants would play their home games in San Francisco. What the Ham's beer driver had was a ticket to ride. A ticket for the 1961 All-Star Game. And don't think the father wanted that ticket for himself, knowing six players from his favorite team were going to be in it. He wasn't a Giants fan, and not many were back in the days when the Giants first went west, not when the father and so many other people living in Northern California grew up watching Lefty Gomez and Frankie Grassetti and Joe DiMaggio in the minors, and then moved to Broadway to play for the New York Yankees. Back then, that city, take my word, was more a Yankee town than Giants town. The father didn't go to the All-Star game. No way. Not when he could put his son on the bus to the game that July. The game at the worst ballpark known to mankind, Candlestick Park, it was called, also known as a wind tunnel. Think Wizard of Oz, Kansas, the tornado, Dorothy and Toto flying somewhere. The American League had four Yankees start the game, and Mickey Mantle was batting number three, and Roger Maris number four. Tony Kubek was at short batting number six, and Whitey Ford was starting for the American League. And among the reserves, Elston Howard and Yogi Berra. Berra making his 16th All-Star appearance at the time, and listed as a reserve outfielder. Among the National League reserves, Don Zimmer of the Cubs. Well, what do we have here? The National League won this game 5-4 in 10 innings, scoring two in the 10th inning, with Stu Miller literally blown off the mound, blowing the save, but getting the win. Mantle in the game 0-3, Maris 1-4, Kubek 0-4, Yogi Berra 0-1 pinch hitting, and Ford, he gave up a run in three innings on two hits. The National League, they had 11 hits in the game, the American League only four, and whenever it's time for the Midsummer Classic, we think back to that summer of 61, a summer where a boy's father wearing a 61 and 61 button passed up a chance to see six of his favorite players so his son could see the best baseball players in the world. Tonight, it's more Salvador Perez And thank goodness we only saw Max Muncy last night. Salvador Perez. Back then, in 61, Manolin Maris and Mays and Aaron and Clemente, Brooks Robinson, Eddie Matthews, Harmon Killebrew, do I need to go on? Okay. Frank Robinson was there and appearing in his 20th All-Star game, Stan Musial. But tonight, it's Salvador Perez. I would rather visit San Salvador and watch black and white footage of Max Baer than what I was looking at last night with Max Muncy. Two of the best in the game will appear tonight, and you can put down the All-Star game all you want. You can poo-poo it all you want. But you're going to be watching if you're a Yankee fan, and you're going to be watching if you're a fan of the New York Metropolitans. And so, yes, you want to put down the All-Star game because it's an exhibition. It doesn't count. I got better things to do. No, we're not going to hear any of that tonight, are we? Because you will look in on Severino and you will look in on Jacob deGrom. And yes, of course, he is the man of the moment, is he not? Jacob deGrom will take the ball from Max Scherzer, most likely in the second inning. And to nobody's surprise, he wants to play for pay.
Yeah, we've been open to discussing long-term deals with the Mets. There's been no numbers discussed.
Plus a monthly payment of 5% of the gross.
I've said before that I would love to keep playing here. I would love to play here for my whole career.
Get on the money!
Enjoyed winning in 2015 here. It didn't get more fun than that. You know, we made it to the World Series, and we're, you know, just a little short of winning it.
And DeGrom sets down Montero. Two up, two down here in the seventh.
So, you got my money?
So it's just something that, you know, is it kind of in the Mets' control and kind of out of mind.
Let me get right to the point. I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to get it from you whether you like it or not.
Try to go out there and just compete like I did in the first half. Try to continue to put up zeros and keep our team in a position to win.
We talked to them all and just said, hey, you know, go have a good break, come back, and let's focus on the things we have to do to win.
Yeah, well, here's a suggestion. Have the money by tomorrow, and there won't be any problems.
That's kind of out of my control. Like I said, I've been in New York Met my whole career, and when I go out, when I take the mound, I'm trying to win baseball games for the New York Mets, so that's kind of my main focus right now.
If you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your head wide open in front of everybody in the bank.
Injuries are out of your control, and we've had a lot of guys go down this year, so I think that's just something that you try to control, but you can't really control.
Trades and stuff like that are things that we can't control inside the clubhouse. So, you know, I want every player to play to the best of their ability.
I'm just saying, it would probably be better for everybody if you had the money tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, I'll see what I can do.
2015, when we went to the World Series and we were a winning baseball team, that was a lot of fun, and that, you know, that's what I want to get back to.
Now the money. There's no money!
I think it's just kind of deciding what we see as the future.
Where's the money? When are you going to get the money? Why aren't you getting the money now? And so on. So please, the money.
All right, and here is a prediction. Manny Machado will be traded before Jacob deGrom. And tomorrow it's probably going to be announced that the Los Angeles Dodgers have Manny Machado. That is probably going to be made official tomorrow. They would have made it official today, and then he might have had a little bit of a concern wearing a Baltimore uniform instead of a Hollywood uniform. So Machado, all indications he's on his way to Southern California.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.